Hello, Father Jim here. Next Sunday is the fifth Sunday of Lent. And this year we're going to hear how our Lord would go to the grave himself and be raised by the Father. And so in him and with him and through him, all of us have an eternal human life. For death will be real, but not the end of the story at all. So we have the raising of Lazarus, which was really the crunch thing that the authorities had to face one way or the other. How do they see this? Somebody who brings life to the dead. And in Holy Week, we have to remember our Lord did enter death. And death is death. Can't laugh that one off. But the Father's raised him up. And so now Jesus isn't a has-been. He is. And you and I believe that although we're going to follow him in death, we, please God, will follow him into eternal life. How nice to think that we have an eternal future with him. So here is from Piers Plowman by William Langland, a very strong little poem about the crucifixion and how we have to wait for the Easter Sunday call of the trumpet. The trumpet shall sound and we shall be raised again. The crucifixion. String him up, some reprimand shouted. He's a weirdo. In the bin, yelled another and grabbed some thorns. Sharp as needles, twisting them round a fresh-cut thorn branch, he made a wreath and forced it down in his head. The pain piercing his flesh. Morning, vicar, this comedian said, and darted twigs at him, aiming at his eyes. With three nails, he nailed him naked to a cross, lifted bitter drink to his lips, telling him, drink, and stop dropping off. Hang on a bit longer. Now, if he's really something, he said, he'll get himself out of this one. If you're Christ, and if Christ is God's son, come on down off that cross. We'll believe it then. You've got life on a string. You're never going to be a goner. That's it. Christ said, that's it. His senses began to fade, pale and piteous. Like a prisoner in death, the Lord of life and light closed his eyes. Day shrank back, appalled. And the sun darkened. The temple walls shattered and split. The solid rocks of earth ruptured. It was dark as thickest night. Earth convulsed, quaked like a live thing. The noise brought dead men clambering up from the coffined depths, who told why the tempest raged so long. One corpse said, there is in darkness here a bitter fight. Life and death destroy each other. None can know for sure who wins till Sunday as the sun rises. And with these words sank back in earth. Yes, the battle is still going on between life and death and light and darkness. We labour for the light. We labour for life, praying and hoping and working that the light will always overcome darkness and life will always overcome death. Amen.